All right, we'll get you ready for your Christmas party. Or your New Year's party, actually. This works out.
Or just any kind of party that you might have over the next couple of weeks. Or it's simple Tuesday. It's just regular old Tuesday.
That's how I roll.
Yeah, that's
like that.
This is why she's my girl. Kristen Ellis is here from Binney's Beverage Depot. And I would just like to say that it is always a pleasure when you are here. And
thank you.
It is always a pleasure when the meatheads are here. And it's just, it's the only... Quite honestly, there's so many other things that happen on this show throughout the year, stories that we have to talk about.
Sure.
This is a time where, even when the Carnarvon wagon rolls, this is better, because this is the finest of all the things that could possibly happen.
Oh, no
the
question.
Finest of wines and the finest of meats and cheeses and delicacies. And this is just why we're so lucky to have her job.
Absolutely. And the meeting of the minds here with your being a connoisseur of fine beverages and fine meat products. And oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. We are lucky people.
Let's get started, Kristen.
Let's
do it. You know, Daddy's only got so much time before he's got to leave.
Yep. I got you.
What do we got?
So the first wine is a cava, rosé cava called Anna de Cordonneau, Brut Rosé.
Named after me.
Yes, absolutely. Actually, this is one of the longest running wineries in the world, straight up, out of all wineries. But they're really good because, they're known for their use of Pinot Noir in the blend. So for us, it's a household favorite, $11.99, can't go wrong. And rosé's hot right now. It's been for many years. And we're going to keep the trend going.
So this is a great thing to pour to start a party, don't you think?
Start, keep it going, finish. Yeah. All these wines
light alcohol
tonight.
Content, right?
Well, that's the thing is... We always say it's a marathon, right? Not a sprint. So, like we said last time.
Okay.
So, light alcohol lets you kind of keep going. And we know I'm from Wisconsin. It's out now, right? So,
yes.
We find ways to drink all day.
Yeah, I did. Right. Exactly.
I like how it's described as balanced with a lively finish, which just like me. This is my perfect champagne.
And it matches
here, and it's
your,
called
your sweatshirt.
Anna. So, we're golden. I need to buy this for the holidays.
Absolutely. Next up, we're going to move on. Wine
that was very fun.
That's very
close
nice.
To my heart. Prosecco. It's a Le Contessa GB. Two Prosecco from...
These will all be up on our website, by the way.
Thank you. From the Veneto in Italy. Different method. This is going to have a different
Prosecco
profile.
Prosecco is like Italian champagne.
In a way, made in a different method, but yes, much the same. It's got bubbles and...
Right. And for the consumer, once they open it up, there's a little pop, and then you also... It's got that... It's
super aromatic and has a nice, vibrant nose. It's really fruity. And it's got a little bit of sweetness, so it adds a little bit of weight. So it's really great to pair with food, especially things like cheeses, soft cheeses.
It's not too sweet, though, and I love that about it. Because sometimes champagnes can get a little too sweet for me. This one's wonderful.
If you have anything spicy on the table, this would be great.
Le Contessa GB2 Prosecco.
I'm going to put that
$9.99.
There's no way.
How is that possible?
I select a $10 champagne, and it's terrible.
It's
a trade
secret. I can't share.
We have to have her with us at all times.
We do.
I don't know how we're going to be able to work that out.
We need a chaperone anyway.
No, we're going to. I don't know. I think it's going to become very uncomfortable for her. But I think that's what's going to have to happen here.
I'm good.
Got $12. The first thing that rosé we had was $12, $11.99.
That's right. $12. Yep.
Great price.
And then
point.
This is $10.
Absolutely.
$9.99.
Yeah. So two great values. Like I said, we love them at Binney's Beverage Depot.
Okay.
Good stock in all stores. So
you
can try it for yourself.
All right. Now let's move on. We got the Tattinger Cuvée Prestige. This is another. This is
expensive.
A champagne.
Champagne. So you call it champagne if it comes from Champagne, France. That's the idea.
Correct.
Lovely value for us. Simply, this one is a bit more on the savory side, so I like that. Where the Prosecco is more fruity, this guy's got more of that kind of baked goods. Floral aroma going on. So for the savory lovers out there,
baked goods. Wow! Now
did you now how, you taste it what? Right? That's what happens.
Why do they know these things? That
they
I
know.
And then all of a sudden they explain it, and you do it. You smell it, or you drink it, and you're like, yeah, you're
it's
right.
Like a gingerbread
you
get
in your
finish.
Head.
Oh, I do taste
right.
that.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You do. It's like Inception or something
right.
over
it's
here.
Inception. Yeah. It's a word I say a lot, actually. Yeah. But it's good. What do you think? You like this?
Oh, I love it.
It's different, isn't it?
All of these.
It's a bit more reserved. It's pretty elegant.
It's not like super. The one thing about champagnes, you got to be careful. If you get like sugary champagnes, it's like it makes for
bad
a long
night.
Yep,
bad
so
morning.
So just look for Brut on the label, Brut. You're going to get a dry wine and be
all
happy
right.
if that's what you want.
What we look for.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. Things like demi-sec are going to be sweeter, so look for those things on the label.
Tattinger Cuvée Prestige is $39.99.
On sale for $32.99.
On sale now for oh, I missed that. On sale for $32.99.
Do you need a coupon or just it's just on sale
with Binney's card?
Okay, Binny's card.
Yep. Oh, gotta have a Binny's card.
All right, you got it.
Are you kidding? I have executive platinum. That's the Binny's card I have. They're like, hey,
you do, by the way.
I have a separate entrance that I go in. I've got like a whole other deal. It's sort of like, and I'm there just with uniform military. That's how that goes. I enter the store at the same time.
All right,
and then we'll do this one more. Let's get some food in too while we're doing it. But yeah. All right, this is the Pierre Paillard selection de Parcelle Grand Cru Brut.
So this we amorously call Farmer Fizz. So grower champagne is this fantastic category that's been growing year after year. And these are farmers that own all of their own plots, and they vinify all their own wine. So it's very, very small production, artisanal, fantastic. And all of us wine geeks are just super into this category. So this particular wine comes from a Grand Cru village called Bouzy, which is kind of punny in English.
Yes. Yeah,
you like
it works for me. Yeah.
I like it too. I get a smirk every time I say it. But
Bouzy.
Yeah. Bouzy. So good quality. It comes from a guy named Robert Hood. If you see his name on the back of a label, just buy it. You're in for, you know, a treat. So for me, I love it. It's, like I said, things like artisanal, small production. These are words that we like today. Uh-huh. And this one definitely fits the bill. It's delicious.
And this is $39.99 a bottle.
What a value, huh?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
$40.
And a Grand Cru means what?
So there are villages in Champagne that are ranked Grand Cru, Premier Cru, and so this is a Grand Cru village. There are 17 of them in the entire region.
That's the highest village?
The highest end,
Yep. They get 100% rating, A+. Ooh. It's an A+ city, man.
That's good to know, too. Grand Cru. We have to look for that on the labels. Like
they're super smart, I think is what we're
I think Chicago would be Grand Cru, I think, if we had to rank.
I would agree.
Well, I'll tell you what's Grand Cru. Watch me make this transition. Paulina Market, they're Grand Cru. That's what they are.
How about that?
Yeah, that's what they do. And Paulina Market in Chicago on Lincoln Avenue is, to my taste, the finest place to get any kind of a meat product. And it's like a European market, too, because you got all kinds of stuff going on there, not just meats and case meats. And I get all my turkeys, and we were just talking about Christmas. I'm going to get a tenderloin, stuff like that. It's a great place to go get that stuff because you're going to get the best meat. And it all starts with that, because if you don't do it right, then that's the end result is not right. Isn't that right, Andy?
That is correct. We brought in some samples of some salamis and a duck pastrami, and the second wine you mentioned was good with some spicy stuff. We brought in our homemade hot and spicy salami that we make.
That's got a nice spice to it, too. It's got a little kick.
And then we've got the milder one, which is the mushroom sauce. That's got pork and veal in it. Very, very good.
Mm.
That might go better with one of those sweeter, fruitier ones that you had mentioned.
Yeah, sure.
And then what was the other thing we brought, Will? The other
Let me just talk about the duck for a second.
Pastrami.
The duck pastrami. I'm telling you, ducks would eat this. It's so good.
Oh God!
I mean, it is like it's like crazy great,
crazy moist, definitely.
Yeah.
And you could slice it up like that, serve it with crackers with the champagne, or you could slice it up and put it on a salad. Which is always a nice thing.
Oh, it is so good. I'm coming in. I got to come in this weekend.
Got to get the duck pastrami. Made out of a boneless breast of duck. It's wonderful.
Oh. And you guys do all that in-house, right?
Everything is done in-house.
Including this lovely goat cheese roll that's wrapped in blueberries. That's phenomenal you brought in. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a little sweeter item. That's actually outsourced.
Oh, it's outsourced. It tastes
But it's
so
fantastic,
good.
Yeah. And it looks cool.
You're right. It's great for a table.
On the outside, and then you'll see the goat cheese in the middle.
It's like that Bûche de Noël cake that everyone does on the holiday. It looks like that, but it's goat cheese inside.
Right.
Bûche de Noël.
And then we have
all the fancy terms right now. I'm trying to impress.
In the middle there, we have a Christmas pâté that we make. And
what goes in there?
That's a liver. Our homemade liver sausage with some cream cheese, some onions, Worcestershire sauce. We blend it all together. We put it in that little container with some parsley around the outside and a nice little piece of red pepper. And it gives a nice presentation, and it's so smooth. It's very smooth. You just nice butter knife right across the cracker.
Anything that has Worcestershire sauce in it is my friend.
I'm game.
I don't, and it's
up for it.
It gives it that extra little depth.
But you have to be careful with it, because if you over Worcestershire it,
then it gets salty.
Then you've done something bad. But if you do it right, you make something perfect.
Right.
Worcestershire is perfection.
Yeah.
Very much like the watch this transition, Kristen Ellis from Binny's. The Krug Grand Cuvée. Did they just pour this? Did you just pour this for me?
Is this what it is?
This is $150 a bottle.
Oh, I love Krug.
I love it.
Everybody who knows me knows that I love Krug.
You're
I'm
a Krug girl?
I'm going to stay away from the word best, but it's fantastic. It's awesome.
Yeah, because you can't.
I love it.
You're not allowed to say best.
I'm not allowed.
No.
No.
But you can say.
As soon as the mic comes off, I might say it.
Okay. And what makes it up there so high on your list?
The reason Krug is so good is they take blending to the max. So they've got reserve wines. About 120 different wines go into every single bottle. And they have to painstakingly choose these wines in a blend year after year. And then the wines are aged 6 years. So it's about 20 years to make every single bottle of Krug. When you think about that.
Gee,
that's
work.
To do it for $150, I think, is a good value itself. So I love Krug. It's round. It's rich. It's almost hedonistic. All the wines that come out of this. You laugh at one word every time I do this. I love it.
That's it. Hedonistic is a good one. It is almost hedonistic. You're right. You're right. It basically is three or four of the venal and two or three of the deadly sins right here in this glass.
It's lovely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
for
great.
The holiday season. It's perfect.
Yep, it's wonderful for a toast, for New Year's, for even for Tuesday. You know, like we said before.
Good for something on Tuesday. $150 on Tuesday is tough, but. I think for an event, I mean, this is, that is really, or
yep,
what a gift, too. If you want to give something that's like super special.
It's safe. I've not met a person that didn't like Krug, that's had it, that's tried it, that has purchased it. So it's a very safe bet for a gift, yeah.
And this is the Krug Grand Cuvée, but they have other
correct,
products,
correct, vintage
too.
Wines, rosés, et cetera. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All available.
All right. Stand by. We got one more. We got the deal of the century coming up on the other side of the quick timeout, and then we'll get everybody's information, and we'll take your headshots and your tapes, and we'll get back to you. But first, Violetta Podramatic has got the WGN traffic trouble spots right now. All right. Now we have, just a few seconds left here. I got to try. Hold on. During the break, there will be some more drinking, but Kristen Ellis, who is the wine guru from Binney's, is with us, as well as the meatheads from Palina Meat Market.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gone through all the lists. They're up at WGNradio.com. And this is a Moscato. This is your last one. This, again, we're down to $9.99 a bottle.
We're back to Italy with great value with Moscato. Comes from the Piedmont region
in
its own method, one fermentation. It's got a little bit of sweetness then.
Yep.
So weighty, good, but very aromatic. That's the thing. Very popular, but those notes just jump out of the glass at you.
Yeah. It tastes like a Sauvignon Blanc or something.
Does it? Yeah.
It goes down
super
very smooth.
Yep. And the sweet wines, it's good for dessert. I like Moscato with chocolate-covered strawberries. I think that's a match made in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You want to watch, sweet wines and savory foods, but it's really great for dessert. Or just as dessert. Why not?
Right.
All right. All right, and how many Binney's Beverage Depot locations are there in Chicagoland?
35, real.
35! There are 35!
Have you been to all 35?
I have.
Let's do the tour.
I'm Executive Platinum at Binney's, and so I've been to many. That's after you get to 30, they give you Executive Platinum.
That's right.
No, that's the best.
Imagine.
If they don't have it, it's not worth drinking. And Palina Meat Market, if we want to find Palina Meat Market, where would we find it?
3501 North Lincoln Avenue in Chicago.
And
that's true. There's only one there, and I have a parking space with a gold star on it in back.
That's right.
Right. So
you get
there's
the front
that.
Of the line now. You've worked your way up to the front of the line.
All right.
He gets a little angry if he's in the back of the line.
Yeah, that's really true. All right.